Good evening, Audio Boo. I tried something new today, really. First of all, this morning started with, although my daughter's been going to the after school program for the last couple of weeks, today was actually her first day with school lessons. And all the parents were allowed to stay. So my wife and I took our daughter to school this morning. And we could... you're all right, Pixel. The dog's really making a weird noise. Oh, it seems to be all right now. My wife and I took our daughter to school. And we stayed at the school and chatted with some of the other parents and had coffee together while the kids were in, having kind of a short hour and a half kind of day today, just to introduce them to the classroom and the teacher and all that kind of stuff. We went in and our daughter herself gave us a tour of the classroom and introduced us to the teacher, although we'd met the teacher already. And so it was quite an exciting morning with Felicity actually starting school proper today. And then in the afternoon, I'd arranged to go into town and meet with a young lady called Camilla Paulson, who on Twitter is, I believe, I remember her Twitter name off the top of my head, it's at Regal84, I think. If that's incorrect, I'll put it in a note along with this audio boo when I get to my... You alright, buddy? Hey, easy. This is my dog. Hey, buddy, you alright? What's up? Easy, buddy, easy. You alright? What's all that about? Hey? Come on. Not sure if that's something I need to worry about, or... Seems okay now. Strange. Anyway. We're now down to have a coffee with Camilla. She was kind enough to... She had some free tickets to Legoland that she'd agreed to share with me, which is very, very generous. And thank you very much, Camilla. And what was new about it was she and I had kind of bumped into each other on Twitter. We're both aware that we kind of go to some of the same events and things here in Aarhus to do with... web companies and the internet and stuff like that, but we've never actually met each other. So today, I went down to have a coffee with her, and it was the first time I was really meeting someone in person. Pigs up, come on, hey, come here, sit down. I'm just gonna put the dog on the lead. He's on the lead now. Sorry about that. It's the first time today I'd actually met someone from Twitter who I'd only ever known on Twitter, really, and exchanged messages back and forth that I actually arranged to meet in person. And it was very, very interesting. I got to know quite a few things about Camilla that I didn't know before. We both spoke about what we do. Of course, she told me a lot about her job situation, and spoke a lot about her husband as well, who's got some very, very unusual and interesting things that he's into. He's a collector. He collects Coca-Cola memorabilia, and actually he's turns out he's one of Denmark's, I think, biggest collector of Coca-Cola memorabilia, and he's been doing it for years. And I had no idea about, I didn't, that's something I didn't know about Camilla at all. So that I found fascinating. Of course, I was asking her a lot about that. And now I've kind of made a half an arrangement, really, to meet her again and meet her husband, and maybe do some video and some audio where he shows me some of his collection, because it sounds fascinating. I mean, Coca-Cola's a product that's been around for many, many years, and of course it's had a pretty up and down reputation, but it's always been there, and it'd be very interesting to see his collection. It's bottles, it's memorabilia, it's clothes, it's all the different things that have kind of come to Denmark over the years, that have come from Coca-Cola. And I believe some of it is also things that he's managed to kind of get while he's out on his travels and things like that. But it's all Coca-Cola stuff. So it'd be really interesting to see that collection. I have no idea how big it is. But if he's the biggest, or at least one of the biggest, Coca-Cola memorabilia collectors in Denmark, then it's going to be quite a substantial collection. I do know from what Camilla described that it's not a collection they keep in their house, or they keep a few things at home, but he actually has a special room somewhere, or a little warehouse space, where he rents, where he keeps his collection stored. So, you know, it goes to show you get to know people a certain degree on Twitter, which is really, really brilliant. It's great for making connections, and over a long period of time you can get to know people. But by actually meeting her face to face today, I got to know, you know, something even deeper that I wouldn't have known, I think, had our relationship stayed on Twitter the entire time. So it's very interesting. And now, of course, you know, if we can arrange it in the coming time, you know, I'm going to meet up with her and her husband and bring along some of my media kit, and film some of his collection and talk to him about it and find out how long he's been doing it and how many pieces he has. And I'm really excited about it, actually. It's going to be an interesting thing to do. So that's been today, really. And then now this afternoon, or late in the afternoon, now we're into kind of early evening, it's my sister-in-law's birthday today, so we're kind of at a family get-together now. And we're having dinner very soon. So that's kind of been a really pleasant day, really. First real start of my daughter starting school today, even though she's been going to the after-school program for a couple of weeks. Catching up with somebody on Twitter who I've never actually met in person and got to know some very, very interesting things about them, which, you know, will no doubt mean that we'll meet each other again. And I'm looking forward to maybe making some media around the Coca-Cola collection. And now, of course, having a very pleasant evening sitting with family, enjoying a meal, eating lots of cake. We've done that already, but we're going to have dinner soon. And sneezing. Oh, thought I was going to sneeze then, but it's not coming. There we go. Excuse me. Oh, sorry about that. And my dog seems much better now. He's not making weird noises anymore. I think maybe he just swallowed some dirt or something. Or I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye on him now. And if it gets any worse, then, or it happens again, then maybe we'll need to think about taking him to the vet or something. But for now, he actually seems okay. I think maybe he just needs a drink or something. But that's really the day. An interesting day. All kind of connected a little bit with social media. And some of it very much connected with meeting people in person. Which, of course, you know, social media is brilliant. But, of course, meeting people in person is always, always, always a tremendous pleasure.